And the whole, and you know, there's a reason that they rhyme, because they are related. Because they are so related, because what is the very soul of your whole is the original womb, room. And that's where we're on the other side of here at Radio Suzy One, in the soul of downtown LA. And I'm here with my friends and brothers and sisters, Brother Joe.
Hello.
Hello. Brother Bran.
I'm the son of the devil.
Brother Bran is Pan. He's the son of the devil with horns on his head. And when we're all dying and being
crying.
Raped
and suffering
and enslaved and whipped and prosecuted and persecuted, then Bran will say, "This is the best of times."
Because it could always be worse.
Well,
it could.
It could if we weren't there, I guess. If we weren't there. But then again, maybe when we're not there, it's actually really cool. That's the other side that we break on through to after we're here. But we're here right now, and we're with Sister Terry.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I am full of love.
Yeah. Do you love cuckolds?
I do love cuckolds.
Yeah.
I love all.
Well, all, but... Cuckolds, what about cuckolds? What about, I mean, do cuckolds have a special place in your heart?
They do have a special place in my heart. I think
not like
they,
gay men, though.
I think they, no, not like gay men. Gay men have the most special place that could possibly
but
exist in my
cuckolds
heart.
Cuckolds are a little bit latent gay.
They are a little latent
they love
gay. They are
the
absolutely
alpha male.
A little latent gay. They love to be humiliated to the alpha male.
Yeah, they love the bull male. They love to honor the bull male, and, you know, they do it in their own way.
And it works and for them, and I think that's beautiful.
We have Sister Sarah is working.
Oh, I twittered.
You're twittering?
Yes.
About what?
Going live on the air on Radio Suzy at 1.
I know, I need
of
to do that right now.
The moment. We are doing that. My microphone is really
I can't do anything awesome
adjusted.
Without twittering it right when I'm doing
you
it.
Know,
it's true.
I'm trying to get with that.
Well,
I forgot
it's
about
not necessarily a good thing.
I didn't twitter during the earthquake. I was experiencing the earthquake. It was so rock and roll.
I didn't even feel
was
it.
I
earthquake?
Twittered like 30 yeah. minutes later, and what I thought I hell? Was behind the times, but I was still the first.
By the way, it is raining.
You
on
were.
My Twitter list.
You were totally beyond me. Because
what?
After
and
the
all
earthquake,
my friends are like, "What earthquake?" And then someone researched it and posted the earthquake yeah, website because
the right after the earthquake, I got this telephone sex therapy client. Can somebody help me with my microphone, like adjusting it? Because I have no
having
clue as to
issues.
How to do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just, I guess I want to. Yeah, okay. There we go. All right, that's good. I don't
do
know.
Tell
I
us about
I
your earthquake
just needed someone else
client.
To touch it. Right after the earthquake, I got this young client with a very sexy, articulate, well-educated voice, about 22 years old, about Sister Terry's age. And he said that he had a girlfriend. You know, he told me he had a girlfriend that he didn't share his fantasy with. And he didn't share his fantasy with anyone, actually. He'd never shared this. But his fantasy was to be shrunken by his girlfriend to a Lilliputian size.
Whoa, what is that?
Lilliputian, well, Gulliver's
yeah,
Travels,
Gulliver's
you know, he
like
went
a
to
miniature,
the Lilliput, the Lilliputians were the little tiny ones.
Okay.
And so he was to a miniature size, miniature enough to be easily stuffed inside of her vagina. And then she would have passionate sex with another man.
While he's in the vag?
While he's in the vag.
Punched in the face?
So he would be punched. Exactly. Exactly. And he was passionate about this. And it seemed to kind of consolidate a lot of other kind of more mundane fantasies
Suzy,
that I've heard.
Well, I hate to interrupt you, but can I just say, you've told me this story twice, and both times you said he wanted to be inside of her while she was getting fucked by another man.
Exactly.
So I imagined some traditional DP scenario, you know?
Yeah, crazy.
Not you. like fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, this is Honey,
vagina.
I Shrunk the
no,
Kids
No, I pictured
in my
it
vagina.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You right. did?
Yeah,
Honey,
no, totally.
Like, when he holder. Said inside her vagina, you thought like literally inside?
Little baby boy, tiny.
I thought it was like double penetration.
No, I totally saw it like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
That's what I thought from your Twitter too. Did your Twitter responses think that you were talking about a miniature man?
I'm not sure, but they were pretty amazed, and I got almost a record number of Twitter responses on that particular twit.
Tweet. The people that tweet are twits.
Yeah.
We're the twits.
All right, so I have an important call right now.
There are definitely plenty of twats.
I really want to excuse myself about the twat talk here on this radio program.
We have a lot of twat talk here.
It's a late night show. We just came back from a party. We were at a party. We're going to talk to...
We were at a fabulous rooftop party.
It was kind of fabulous, but
not really. Well, the party was fabulous, but shitty.
It was well catered.
Well catered.
And well positioned.
That's what you want to hear about your party.
And well decorated.
And yes, but it had no soul.
No soul.
Or hole. It had no soul or hole.
You're right.
It was neither.
But I could not find the hole.
But we had a good time. We had a good time. We rocked the party. We're going to talk about that in a minute. It was the LA Weekly Party at the LA Live Grammy Museum.
It was opening day.
On top of the world of LA.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
With traffic everywhere.
A huge Target ad.
I guess
it was full of advertising.
It was like super commercialism. 34-story Target.
Uber commercialism. I think the Nazis would have been proud. You know how I get the Nazis into all my discussions?
Yeah, I know. I love your Nazi analogies. And I started using them as casually as you do, and it just doesn't fly in the real world.
No, well, I don't know if it would.
I can't be like, you remember
I'm
the
not
Nazis.
Really in the real world.
No, you do not live in the real world.
No. So I refer to the Nazis occasionally, at least... Once a day.
At least weekly.
Daily, I think.
Daily, yeah, daily is probably more likely. But.
It is, but publicly weekly, yes. Yes. Okay. So I have someone on the line. His name is Dr. Joe Ballinger. And he has been working for the state of North Dakota.
That we didn't do last name?
Does that one have Rushmore or the other one?
Well, yeah, he's the doctor. All right.
Like, is that North Dakota or South Dakota that has Mount Rushmore?
South Dakota has Rushmore.
South. I'm not sure. South,
well,
but it's related.
Well, I know the opposite of Rushmore
just
is
right
the
above.
World's most boring East state. This is what
it's
I've
a
heard.
Pretty, it's a pretty all-American kind of empty state.
No, no. The one with Rushmore is kind of exciting, but the one without Rushmore is horrible.
He is a licensed psychologist.
Oh, God. He must have a lot of
And he has been for 18 years. And Dr. Joe has been in licensed practice in six states, not just North Dakota, but six other states, for over 30 years. Currently, he is under federal indictment for looking at dirty pictures.
Really?
We are able to reach him at his home. He is under house arrest right now. He is under house arrest. I know, everyone's sobered up, huh?
Wow.
Now, this guy is being jailed. He is in prison.
Was it like child porn?
Well, I think it's some child porn. I think there's some child porn here.
Okay.
But it's a little different. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway, I've gotten some literature on him from one of our therapists. And I'm very interested in his case. And I apologize because I am a little intoxicated.
But wait till he gets on the line.
Because I just came back from this party that we were raving about. But I am seriously, whether intoxicated or not, interested in Dr. Joe Ballinger's case.
Wait, we have him on the line?
Yeah, so,
yeah, we've got him on the line.
Okay, let's get him on the line.
Dr. Joe, you there?
Dr. Joe?
I'm here.
Hi.
Give me the news.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Hello, Dr. Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're good. We're good. We're slightly intoxicated. And we're doing a radio show. This is our weekly Radio Suzy One broadcast, and we talk about all different aspects of sex, love, life, and death.
Okay.
So we want to hear your story.
It is an amazing story. I was an evaluator for one of those sexually violent predator, sexually dangerous individual laws.
Yes.
And
are you a forensic psychologist?
I am indeed.
Okay.
What is is that okay. Real quick? Can I get a pass?
Well, forensic means it's he works for the he had worked for the government in some way, either for the DA or for the public defender or both, you know.
I worked for the state.
The state
of North Dakota, and you are supposed to be neutral. And you are supposed to make a neutral evaluation.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Of sex offenders,
but it's like a
accused
legal
sex offenders.
Psychologist.
Yes.
Well, actually,
legal
these
psychologist.
Are convicted sex offenders, and the question is, are they both crazy and likely to do it again, and should they be put in the mental
right.
hospital? It's sort of this movement of the mental hospitals away from treatment of people that really deserve it and need it, and kind of converting them into sex jail.
Hmm. Yes. Okay, it's very complicated nowadays because the witch hunt is on. The witch hunt is in full throttle, and it's against, quote-unquote, sex offenders.
Yeah.
There are multiple sex offenders out there. The world, the country especially, is full of sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like to have offensive sex.
Yeah. Anyway, no doubt there are some dangerous people out there, but there there are a lot of sex offenders on the list these days. Anyway, so you evaluated these sex offenders to see whether they could go out into the world or could go into a program or had to go to jail, and so somehow you became enmeshed in the system, and you became one of the bodies.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And I've now seen this from both sides.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Okay, so tell us.
Okay, here's what happened. This man committed some really horrible acts about 18 years ago. He goes to prison. He gets treatment. He does well. He's graduated out of treatment. He's about to finish his prison sentence, and then they reverse themselves and say, oh, wait a minute, we need to see this guy in the mental hospital. So they send him to me for evaluation. I do the evaluation, and I say, well, you know what? He did real well in treatment. He's doing better. I cannot say that this man is sexually dangerous. And the whole world, or at least the whole local world here, comes crashing down on my head. Everybody's mad at me. The governor yells at me. And, you know, all sorts of things go wrong. And I think, well, that's over. So much for the battle against scientific integrity. Hell, it has just started. Hmm. What happens next is there's a knock on my door. October 17, 2007. I think it's the Jehovah's Witnesses. I had just gotten off of call and then rolling through two evaluations, and I am ready to get some sleep here, but I'll deal with the Jehovah's Witnesses. It's not the Jehovah's Witnesses.
It's the North Dakota Police.
Oh, no. This is the true
the feds.
Ones. This is Homeland Security flashing their golden badges.
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security flashing their golden badges right after they have had this big disaster where they failed to detect 21 out of 21 tests of their ability to provide security for the airline system. Well, it's Homeland Security. Now, what the hell does Homeland Security have to do in North Dakota anyway? So they come in, I'm talking with them, and they're talking with me, and I'm trying to figure out, what are these guys up to? What do they want? And finally, the guy gets to the point. He says, we're going to serve you a search warrant for child pornography. And I look at him and I go, huh?
Wow.
And he says, a search warrant for your computers for child pornography. And after we talk about this, and I'm fairly cooperative with them, actually, I'm very cooperative with them. They take my computers, off they go. And I look at the warrant, and I say, on the bottom of the warrant, it says, we will get back to you within 30 days, or we will give you your computers back. Oh, yeah, right. So I figure, you know, this could get fairly serious here. So I go down, and I start talking with people at the hospital. And remember, I pulled $100 weeks for this state for had of Yaley is exactly what I did for them. Mm. And they immediately throw me out like I am scum, vermin, trash, force me to quit, which I do. And it takes Homeland Security 7 months to get around to me. And they come back and they say, well, we found 3,000 images on your computers. And I'm going, what the hell? Where'd they come up with that? Well, it wasn't 3,000 images, but it was 3,000 points worth of images, or so they claim. But it seemed like, that didn't seem exactly right to me, but there's no way I can fight them, given all the stuff that they have and the ways that they can do this. So I talk with my attorney. By this time, I've got the best attorney in the state. And we go on. And frankly, these suckers are now about to put me in prison. Amazing.
So they found a bunch of images, some contraband.
Do you have a technical person on your team? Like a computer technician on your team? Your defense team?
There's nobody locally in the computers world that would be as near as good as what they could do. I considered that, talked about that with my attorney, but anyway.
Well, I mean, you didn't have 3,000 images on your computer, right?
No way.
No way you did. So they would have to say where they found that on the hard drive of your computer. They'd have to say technical, specific explanation of where they found it.
And when.
And all you need is another computer expert to say,
it wasn't
no,
on there
that's
before.
That's not possible. And if it is possible, show me it now. You know? I mean, there's no way they can. I'm a computer programmer, and in my opinion, you can't get framed for computer shit because computers leave trails, digital trails, of exact timestamps of when things happened, and you just can't fucking forge it. Because it's in there.
I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware of, like, the double layering that this goes on. And I'm also well aware of my own memory, and I know what happened and what didn't happen. And personally, I'm telling you, I think they plumped the case. And I do not believe that I can beat them. I think that they, with all due respect to your being a computer programmer, I don't think I can be a monster. I know
you
I couldn't be a monster.
You think they've framed you? You think
they've
completely framed you?
No, not completely.
There were
some images on those computers, but I think they plumped out the case, frankly. But as it is, off I go.
So you're ready to be incarcerated?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they'll do come this week. The programs that I ran, everything that I did got crashed. And when we looked it up on the internet, it's not just me that this has happened to. This has happened to, 40, 50 more people than that across the United States.
So they framed you to some extent, but to some extent there were some pictures there that you were looking
at? All along the line, I have made everybody mad by refusing to deviate from what I believe to be the truth.
Yeah.
Stick to
it. You know, they said, well, you shouldn't admit to that stuff. And I said, but it was the truth. And the answer is, yes, there were some images, but not that kind of number.
Right. There were some images that were illegal.
Why were there images?
Well, they had been, I had viewed them years ago, and then I had deleted them. I couldn't get at them. And at first I thought, well, this is no big deal, because this was years ago, I deleted them, da-da-da-da-da. No, they went through with some sort of fancy stuff and got them back out of all the deleted area, and that's what they did.
Well, you never really completely delete anything.
Well, why did you have them in the first place? Was it for your own pleasure, or was it for legal research?
It was more for following through on some of the stuff that I had heard, which frankly upset me. And it was a small part of the material that I looked at least partially to desensitize myself years before I had worked at the famous
we could
Atascadero
say that there
Hospital,
was a combination
up in Atascadero, California, and they put us through this desensitization program.
I think that we could say there was a combination of professional and personal reasons that Dr. Joe was
looking
at this
material.
Yeah, it was
mostly desensitization, if you know the term, to kind of calm myself down.
Can I ask a technical question? Did you just look at these pictures through your web browser on websites, or did you actually download them and save them to your computer?
That was my downfall. I downloaded them, and then I deleted them, thinking they would be deleted. No, they weren't deleted.
But you saved them to your computer.
Yeah, and that's how they got me.
Well, it's a shame that just downloading a picture can put you behind bars in this country. But
it is amazing how things have changed in the
I've looked at a lot of websites. I have child porn in my browser cache right now.
Oh, really? Well it's knocking on your door.
Well, people have
which
uploaded.
Is my door.
People have uploaded child pornography to Mello, and I had to delete it.
Really?
I deleted it, you know, because it was reported to me, and
didn't
I deleted
download it.
Well, I viewed it through my browser before I deleted it from my server.
You have to.
You know, because otherwise I didn't know it was a picture. You know, I had to see the picture to know I had to delete the picture.
Exactly. So I don't know what they do about that stuff. You'd have to have a good lawyer. But he has a good lawyer, the best lawyer in North Dakota. But
indeed I do.
Maybe you need a Californian lawyer.
No, he's already on his way. He's under house arrest right now.
You know, the underlying issue
what is it like to be under house arrest?
I'm unconvinced.
Can become to anybody.
I'm sorry, we're all talking about 12 different things. This is certainly an issue of some emotion, some confusion.
House arrest sucks.
And, you know,
by
to
the
make
way.
It clear and to make it in the place where we can go forward from here is essentially important and essentially why I'm going public on the issue.
So you're currently under house arrest. When are you going to have to go to prison?
That is unknown. I will go to sentencing this coming Thursday.
But you've already been convicted.
Yeah.
Convicted of what?
Of possession.
Possession. So yeah. What is it like to be under house arrest?
Well,
it sucks balls.
It is.
What, you've been under house arrest, Brother Bran?
I indeed have.
Really?
Can I? Wait.
Are you talking about your time at the speakeasy or what?
Burn.
No, there was another time before that.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Fuck house arrest. You're saying you were convicted for possession already? How long was your trial?
Well, I didn't go to trial. I worked about this with my attorney, and we went around and around
on
this.
You pled? Why did you plead?
We looked at it everywhere, and they said, they're gonna crush you if you go to trial because there's nothing. So we worked up an open plea, which at least allows the judge to deviate from the mandatory minimum sentencing.
It happens all the time.
All the fucking time.
No, here's what I say. If he was really innocent, then they would have had a professional come in.
Yeah, your attorney sold you out.
Your attorney kind of sold you out, but, brother, I understand.
We have similar problems, but
we have similar problems.
This is
he's
claiming conviction of a completely innocent man on a crazy
charge. No, they're never completely innocent.
Plus, the justice system is
completely fucked. He did download a few pictures. He downloaded a few pictures.
But he's in the business. Did your lawyer even make an argument about you being in the business?
Yeah, how about that? Did your lawyer say, hey, he's a forensic psychologist, he's supposed to deal with materials like this so that he understands
But he didn't have those pictures under a folder marked research. They were hidden and had been deleted years ago.
Yeah,
But who cares? Did your lawyer say that or not during the trial?
No, he didn't go
he didn't
through.
Not the trial.
We didn't do this defense through research. It isn't going to work with the feds. You know,
I would die trying. What is Dr. Joe? Joe, I would fucking die trying.
Don't
before
make
I
Dr. Joe feel
conviction.
Any worse than he feels.
I'm sorry, Dr. Joe. I didn't.
Dr.
Mean to make
Joe
that.
Is up against whatever
the
he's
man.
Up against. He's
fuck
up against
the man. You
fuck
know?
The man.
I understand.
Man.
I understand.
And fuck the police.
But, you know, there's a lot of people in prison in this country who have pled because of just the same kind of circumstances where they are pressured, where they are pummeled by the DA, own lawyer, by the system.
Fuck the system. It's so fucking twisted.
Where they got there's a priority no justice to kill in this a minority. System.
It's a joke.
And they say they're going to put you away for the rest of your life. They're going to give you 3 lifetimes. So take a few years. That's what they say.
Is it just that they all get boners from, you know, from just controlling other people's
boners
lives?
Boners and bonuses.
You bet they get boners.
Gotcha. Boners
and they
and bonuses.
Got such small
weenies
that you can't even see the boners under their robes.
Oh, that's
and
the
their
worst.
Suits.
That's more men to bone in jail.
You can't even see those boners that they get from putting people away, from collecting bodies that then translate into more money for the biggest growth industry in this country, which is the American prison system. It's pathetic.
And not only is it the biggest growth industry, I wrote this whole thing out for, you know, what's it like to be under house arrest? You got to do something. I wrote a whole book on it.
Okay, what's it like to be under house arrest?
One of the things I wrote was about some of the people I met along the line so far, and there are truly excesses that are well beyond anything you could call justice happening in our system.
And, you know, the system, I mean, Sister Sarah, I totally respect your idealism, and I am inspired by it. But the system threatens to kill you. And so some people, most people, they're afraid. They don't want to fucking die.
I think it's built into the system that some people get fucked, and those people have to fight in order to change the system so that future people don't get fucked in that same situation. And if you just roll over and take it, you're fucking everyone in the future because they're
true.
Getting fucked for the same thing you're getting fucked for because you didn't
and
fight.
And now there's precedent.
So fuck you people that don't fucking fight because you're not changing the system.
You're just accepting
the
bullshit. We have
to
change it.
Do you like how many times I used fuck in that rant?
Like
fuck yeah.
And fuck Blog Talk.
And this is why we're not on Blog Talk Radio.
Because
fuck all y'all and the system.
We're going to say what we want to fucking say.
That's what I got to say. Because I could go down. I got to say this. I could go down for any number of bullshit. I have little kids on my website doing crazy shit. Because that's what little kids do.
It's true.
Yeah.
And one day someone could take me down and I will fight.
You damn well better.
I will not go, oh, yes, I'm guilty. Please only give me 2 years. I'll
and
go,
I'll
bitches, give me 20 years,
you.
And I'll become the king of the prison.
The one who wants to fight. First of all, make sure you got $25,000 to $75,000 to do
right.
it.
That's
I completely agree, Dr. Joe. I've learned this from my recent legal experience.
And yeah, what about the people
money
who don't have money?
You have a loved one.
If you don't have money and you're
locked in a tower.
Then get a
money
bunch of guns
talk.
And money, money. It's all about
Dr.
They,
Joe,
they
how do
want
you
your
have
money.
Have 25
and a desk
to 75.
With a pile of cocaine.
Because he's working for $100 a week. He said so.
And grenade launchers.
Dr. Joe, you didn't go for the money in life.
No, I didn't.
Right.
That's good, because you shouldn't have to.
I
and
go
all
for
the people
money.
That don't. Well, no, fuck that. People that don't have money, they're just going to get fucked, and they're going to have to roll over and accept it. Fuck that, too. Anyone should be able to fight and try to change this fucked up justice
well,
system that we've got.
Well, it doesn't take money to fight.
It doesn't. You
going
just have to fight.
Going to appeals courts only
you know,
takes filing paperwork.
You want to fight
you
for your kids, actually fight for your kids.
It
don't just bullshit
and
about
determination.
It.
Can you appeal... Dr. Joe.
No, because he pled.
No,
yeah, you can't appeal.
Believe me, I've spent a decade doing this kind of legal stuff. My strategies are only beginning to come forward now. And, you know, I rolled with the feds, not rolled over for them, but I am going to counterfile on some other issues fairly shortly.
All right. You counterfile.
Oh, I will.
Do it.
I don't know what that means exactly, counterfile, but...
Our loved one will not plea.
No. Not unless he just gets out.
We're researching your case, Dr. Joe.
Yeah, we're pulling up some internet research
right
now.
Well, that's because he's getting convicted of a failure to appear.
Failure to appear.
Not possession of child pornography.
No,
no,
because if you plead to that, you got to register.
Question, do you have to be a registered sex offender now, Dr. Joe?
definitely.
I don't think so.
No, you
they
do.
Will.
You do.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got to register now. You got to register, Dr. Joe. I hate to say.
That should have been a question you asked before, please.
I'll manage. I'll get by.
You'll get by.
Yeah. I feel for you.
I do. Yep.
You got to register.
Yep, I do. I do. It's tough.
Gonna
I'll
have to let the whole
it.
Neighborhood know you're a petter ass. Sorry.
That was uncalled for, sister.
No, it was, yeah. it was just the Big Lebowski. Totally just a movie quote. That was all. Just for the laugh. I didn't
well,
even
Well, because, you know, a lot of guys have to do that. A lot of guys are in jail and in prison right now because they just didn't register.
I have a friend who's a registered sex offender for mooning. At a party.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You can get it for taking a whiz outside.
Yeah, taking a whiz. Taking exactly.
A whiz.
Taking
and that'll
a whiz.
Even chicks for flashing your tits.
Why is that why is that even in the same category as a registered sex offender? Like, why?
It's considered masturbation.
Makes you a sex offender.
Totally
so
makes
I
you
a
sex
public
offender.
Masturbation.
It makes me want
because
to flash my tits
big,
right now.
It's a wide net, the sex offender
it's
net.
Horrible. It's just a way for the system to snag more people.
Our prince in the tower knows a guy that's in there right now who's there because... When he was 21, he had sex with a girl who was 16. And they're married now, okay? He was busted when she was 17 because his mom got mad at him and turned him in. And he didn't have to serve any time, but he had to register as a sex offender. Now he's married to that girl, and he's in his 30s, and he didn't register because they moved. And he got confused as to where he was supposed to register. So he didn't register.
And he's married and now, to the fucking girl.
And he's married to the girl.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis married her.
And they've
too,
got
though.
Kids.
You should be able to
and he is in jail now. He is in jail now, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Because he didn't register.
That's horrible. It's horrible. Fuck the system. Fuck the feds. Fuck it all. Like, we need to get in there and tear up this whole system and start over.
I don't know if we
it
need
sucks.
To tear it all.
No, we do. It
we
sucks.
Step one.
Anarchy!
Here you go. Here's my suggestion, world. Step one is that once you're a registered sex offender, there should be like a yearly appeal where you can go, I should no longer have to be a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
Because the chick I offended, I married, and it's 20 years later.
Yeah.
She was never really offended
so
in the first
really
place.
Court, like... Come on, you know?
I'm
and
not
that,
offended.
That could be written into the system.
Like you're
someone
asking,
could make that change.
You're
someone
the
could, but somebody
to
has to, you know?
But here's the
naked
problem.
Naked boobies? I'll never
courts
be offended.
Courts are fucking
yeah.
reasonable.
Courts are not reasonable.
Courts are not so reasonable.
Not reasonable.
No.
God,
they
taking a whiz sometimes.
They want to bring in the bodies.
They are not reasonable
only if he's
at all.
Whizzing on my shoes.
They're all about bringing
shoes.
In the bodies.
I hope that could be because we've had a Republican regime for 8 years.
You can hope that all you want, but it is not going to make a difference.
The Republican regime is what created this body
perhaps.
Thirst. You know, we're hungry for bodies.
But it's not like it's just now becoming this way. It's always been this way. That's how their Christmas
no,
bonuses
no, no, no,
are
no, no,
determined,
no. Actually,
you know?
Sister Terry, it hasn't always been this way. It's been this way for, like, it's been building for
since
about...
Since the Patriot Act.
World War II
years.
Has been getting horrible.
10 years. Before the Patriot Act. But, you know, I mean, McMartin...
I think it's... I don't know. I think
we've
it's...
Post 9/11, it has jumped amazingly.
Yeah,
post 9/11,
it jumped
amazingly.
That's true. That is a very valid point. You are right.
Post 9/11 was a catalytic event.
Laws are being used against quote-unquote sex offenders.
Normal citizens.
Hey, we found a Fox News report on the internet about Dr. Joe here.
Okay, let's hear some details.
Let's see. A former psychologist who evaluated sex offenders faces federal charges, possession of pornography... Hey, blah, blah, you were the state's go-to guy. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 Dr.
Yada,
Joe.
Yada.
It's a bunch of yada, yada. I'm trying,
yada,
to,
yada,
trying
yada.
To read it.
Too long, didn't read.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to pull something
Can
good
I
out of it.
Can I share an interesting story I read on the internet this week?
Your attorney said afterward that he had
totally
yet to review the
subject?
Evidence, but
it's
if the
similar.
Allegations prove to be true, it's further evidence that this
related.
Type of illness can strike anyone. Illness, they're calling it an illness of yours,
oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Joe.
They've called me every name in the book.
I'm sure.
Slander.
It just makes life more interesting. You just keep going forward. And if you want to tear down some of the structure of the law...
Did you... Whoa, hang on a minute. Did you openly admit that you had an addiction to child pornography and that you blamed childhood sexual abuse on this? And that you had, quote, been so frightened of the world and of women that I mostly use pornography as an outlet? Is that true?
They, let's go back to the addiction part. No, that part is not true. The rest of it, the sexual abuse is certainly true. The pornography usage is certainly true. But there's a lot of that is also exaggeration. They pulled stuff that wasn't quite true and put it together. You know, we all recover from our own difficulties in life, and yeah, there were some difficult moments in childhood, but that part isn't all true, I assure you.
Well, it is reported by Fox News, and they're, you know, such a
the
great
pillar.
Source.
The pillar.
Fox, yeah. They report, you decide.
A fair and unbiased reporting, people. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds kind of complicated.
Oh, it's been a fun mess.
How many years did you get?
I don't know until Thursday.
Oh, I see. You have your sentencing on Thursday.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk to you again, I guess, before you have to go into the big house.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah, you should call us Saturday and
call
let us know
next,
what
you yeah. This next Saturday, okay?
Let us know how it went.
Okay,
okay,
I will.
Okay,
we'll
good luck to you.
I hope,
I hope you don't get too many years.
Like that.
You too.
Okay, you too. Yeah, right. I said, I hope you don't get too many years. He says, you too.
Well, yeah, here's hoping that
later.
You're going down.
Yikes.
Yep. Homeland Security coming for you.
Okay. Thank
it's
you,
always
brother,
so complicated.
Dr. Joe and brother Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Man.
All right.
Man, the Department of Homeland Security definitely gone to the toilet since I left.
Bram was holding it up the whole time.
I know.
I'm sure.
It's tough to have a whole department on your shoulders. It really hell on my back.
I mean, you could still see justice written in reverse on his back.
I know. Horrible.
It's a unity
horrible.
On his forehead, too.
So, do we have line one, Mike? Or line three?
Can I tell you a story? So I read an article.
No, we're going to talk to Mike. Then you'll tell the story.
Oh, my God.
No, there won't
no,
be
you
any
can
time.
Cut off.
We have plenty
but it's
stuff.
About incest.
Later. Okay. Well,
that's not even the topic of the evening, Sarah. You just love incest.
It's about underage incest.
Oh, Sarah.
Drunkenness.
That was a stretch.
That was too much for Mike. It was too much. He couldn't handle
much.
It.
How about Mr. Francine? Line three.
Mr. Francine.
No incest story?
No. No, okay. Incest story.
All right. So there's this couple in Germany. And basically what happened was at a young age, the brother was given up for adoption, 5 years old, I guess, and then there was a sister.
Is there
and
water here?
They shared the same parents,
I
father
have this cup
and
with no
mother.
Water.
Right.
Years later, at the age of 21, brother goes to find his biological family.
Uh-huh.
He finds his biological mom and sister and falls in love with the sister.
Paper towel immediately. Now.
Oh my
paper
God.
Towel.
You guys
now.
Are like
now.
The worst now. Story ruiners
they just
on
like,
fucking earth.
I'm sorry. They just
Susie
soaked
water,
my laptop.
Water gets spilled on Terry's laptop. I'm talking about fucking incest here.
Oh my
Dig
God.
Take it.
Oh,
awesome.
Jesus.
Awesome.
All
my laptop
was
totally
water.
Heated it.
I didn't get any water.
Watch it fix
no,
the laptop.
No, it all got out my laptop. My broken, busted ass laptop. She didn't need this.
Watch it
oh
fix
God,
your
you
W key.
Oh my God, really? Oh my God. God. I'm gonna cry.
Let me finish my fucking
story. All right,
story.
I wanna hear about this incest more than ever now.
Can
tell
I have
me.
Some water?
Okay, so the brother comes at 21 years old and
water?
Finds
oh, really?
His biological mom and sister. Sister is 16.
Thank you.
Years
I got it,
old.
I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Sister
Mr.
16.
Francine?
So he falls in love with her.
I got it.
And she
well,
falls
wanna,
in
I
love
don't
with
know.
Him.
I don't know. Okay.
No, yeah. Line wins already.
Okay, okay. That's
thank
enough.
You for paying attention, Skip and Terry, but I just feel like this story is going on deaf ears.
Well, yeah. You have an audience just because we're all crazy here.
Oh,
you
have a podcast
audience.
So anyways, this couple, 21 and 16, hooks up, falls in love.
Wait, okay, so did they know they were related?
They did. They knew they were biologically related, but they did not grow up together.
So they, okay.
How
are
they related?
He was given up for adoption. They were biological brother and sister.
Cool.
Same mother, same father.
Got it.
Okay.
So they fall in love, you know?
Whoa.
And I guess being 16 is not illegal in Germany. This took place in Germany.
Oh, Germany.
But
okay.
Incest,
Sarah, speak up.
Incest is definitely illegal in Germany.
Oh, really? Because
yes.
it's
yes,
not illegal
it
in America.
Is it?
I don't
I
know
it
if
was.
That's true.
I
no,
don't
incest
think
incest is not illegal.
Are
well,
you
they
sure?
had kids. Okay. So this couple has... four kids.
How are the kids?
The first three kids were retarded.
No,
really?
Ooh.
Physically deformed and mentally retarded. And they got taken away to foster homes. And the husband, or not the husband, the boyfriend, the brother, gets sentenced or, indicted or whatever for incest and sentenced to 2 years in prison.
Now, just him, not
this
her?
This is like in between the kids. They have two kids, and then he goes to prison for 2 years.
Just him. She's not convicted of anything.
She's not convicted, no.
That seems like a bunch of bullshit, too.
I didn't even think of that. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
He did 2 years. Then he gets out, and they have two more kids.
Two more.
And they only get to keep the fourth kid. And so basically they took this to like the highest level of German Supreme Court, saying that the incest law is an archaic law and that consensual sex between adults should be legal. And there's no law against other retarded people having sex and having kids. So why should there be a law?
Yeah. That's a good point.
A lot of retarded people.
Like, we don't have
there.
Any other genetic enforcement besides incest. Incest is the only law for genetic enforcement.
And
besides,
the United States does
not
have a law against it.
I could have. Are you sure?
I don't know.
I wish I had my computer. I could look
that
up.
They said most countries in Europe have this law. Anyways, it went to the German Supreme Court, and then in March of this year, they ruled that the incest law still holds true. So this guy is now facing sentencing. He hasn't been sentenced
Why
yet.
Isn't she?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I don't think either of them should
I didn't
be,
even think
but
of that,
if you're going to hold
I guess,
him to that standard, why not her as well? It should be
maybe because fucked. She's younger or she's the mom or
a bunch
I don't
of bullshit
know.
Reasons.
I don't know what the reason is, but it was really crazy.
Sexism.
Like, I read their
That's
whole story
crazy.
And the pictures of them, they're like, are so in love. They're smiling and happy and just, I didn't see any pictures of the retarded kids.
Well, are they all retarded? How about the
three
last two?
Three out of four of them were
three
retarded.
Three out of four retarded.
The fourth one. 14.
The fourth one they kept and did not show any signs of mental or physical disability.
But if that's the reasoning behind the incest law, I mean, it's not really. I can't imagine that's the real reason. It might be the faux reason that everyone wants
well,
to talk German, about.
Well, like the German Supreme Court, when they gave their answer, they said that it undermined fundamental family values as well as societal conditions and that the Whoa. Kids it was a voluntary act of child abuse.
That's ridiculous. How does
you're raising,
clearly never heard of eugenics.
You're creating a disabled child voluntarily.
How on earth can it be how can it be illegal to go against society's like construct? How on earth can that be legal? Like that just bothers me so much that like
Germany
it's crazy.
Led the world.
I mean,
eugenics.
I when
you're
I first
not
read
be
it,
like us, so
I was
you.
Like, oh my god, a true
Germany
love story. They deserve
the
to be together.
Eugenics.
And then it's like three out of four of their kids had severe mental and physical disabilities. And I was like, these fucking douchebags should not have had kids. They would have been okay with repealing the incest law if they hadn't been so.
And
kid
I mean,
happy.
If they wanted kids that badly, that's the
of
kind
kids.
Of situation
they had
where you adopt
a lot of retarded
yeah.
kids.
Yeah,
god,
I mean, after
god,
the first
adopt
one, maybe
some retarded kids if you
him.
Need retarded kids. Adopt yeah. some.
Even
you know?
Still, the legal don't, argument says.
Don't
that
play handicapped baby Yahtzee, you fucking jerk.
Roll them dice again.
Don't try again.
Well, they say that the genetic defects only last one generation like because the story. Children are not as likely to inbreed as the parents were. So
what, the retarded kids are going to be
retarded kids? Problematic bubble.
They won't necessarily oh, yeah. have more retarded kids.
Because they probably won't have any
Sorry.
Kids.
Sorry.
Because they're so retarded.
They're very retarded, right. You know.
It was pretty crazy.
There's a lot of retarded people out there. And
you know, I'm an incest
why,
supporter.
I don't think
I
this guy belongs in jail.
And the incest law in America, it varies from state to state.
I had a feeling it did. It does vary. It's
I don't
not,
know
there's
any
no
of these
California,
people.
It's not illegal.
There's no
know.
Nationwide, but it is. It's
vary?
Illegal in yeah. Florida
Sarah,
for sure.
You can marry your brother.
Yes, Sarah, I can vouch on that
if
one.
If you had one,
I would marry him. Maybe I'll marry a cousin.
All right.
First cousin, though. Do you have any first cousins?
You wow. know who my favorite cousin was? Was the one that was a step cousin, and we had no biological relationship.
I made out
here
with a step cousin.
I thought
like
we were just
going to
talk
yeah,
about
Sarah.
Parties.
I'll give you, I made out with
we're
my step cousin.
Enough talking about
really?
Incest.
Yeah, I did. No, but no real, you
the
know,
I
no
had a threesome
blood relation.
With cousins. You did?
God.
You had a threesome with cousins?
Yeah, they were cousins. Two boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember.
I had a threesome with
the
two
double
brothers.
Stuff.
I fucked two brothers in one night.
I feel
that's what I did.
Security
but not
as we
the
speak.
Same time.
They were the same time with me.
No, mine was back to back.
Nice. God, I would love that. I would love that.
I got one more. Right.
I also dated brothers back to back for a year each.
No, really? No.
Okay, we're degenerating. The sound of the show is degenerating. Everyone.
I like telling our incest stories. Come on, let's right. one up each other.
Okay.
Mine's not even that great, but I don't know.
You
it
have
was
an
really
incest
taboo.
Story, Terry?
I told Sarah I made out with my step cousin once.
Step-cousin.
Yeah,
step-cousin. That's
you.
Really
that's
removed.
Like, not even that cool.
No, it's not. Like I said, it's not even a good incest story.
Do
but
you
I'm
have
like,
brothers? You have sisters?
No, I have sisters.
Did you guys ever play doctor?
No, dude. I'm like, no, dude. No, dude.
Did you take baths together?
Do you ever compare each other's boobies?
My
mom,
did do that.
Okay, can I tell a horrible story?
We
I had
did
this
do that.
Little girlfriend that was like kind of lame, and my mom was like friends with her parents. So she's like, you need to hang out with this dorky girl and be friends with her. So she comes over, and my mom's like, okay, bath time. You guys need to take baths together. And we're like 10, you know, like, which is kind of old enough to know that taking baths together is like
not
weird.
Quite right.
Yeah, it's on the edge.
Yeah, it's on the edge. So yeah. She puts us in the bath together, and we're like kind of trying to hide our vaginas, not really knowing whether we should or not, because we thought it was kind of normal, but not that normal. And I just, it's burned into my mind, this bath experience that was so horrible and awkward. And just
why would your mom like insist that like you need to take this bath?
I don't know. Why would she?
To insist on closeness.
That chick's parents
probably were missionaries. You were dirty.
Whoa.
They were like super Christian, and she was like she'd been around the world with her missionary parents. And I was like the Christian pastor's kid kind of girl. So we were like super Christian. Obviously, there would be no shenanigans.
Well, it's normal.
That,
I mean, like,
that increases the chances astronomically.
Just washing. Yeah.
But if you look, I mean, you look
baptism.
At like locker rooms,
but
right? When
was,
you're
like,
a kid,
straight up children, vagina ogling. Yeah. Like, ooh, that's what yours looks like. That's what mine looks like.
But that's what you do, like in the locker rooms, even when you're younger, you know, and in gym
no,
class.
I changed under my shirt.
No, I didn't do a whole
room.
Lot of meat gazing.
Yeah, I actually went out of my way not to look at it.
Yeah.
I looked, but I love women, and that's not the point. That's not the point at all. I don't even remember what the
Bring
point
the
was. I started thinking
show.
About naked
wait.
Chicks, and I
well,
forgot
you
what I was
know,
talking
there's
about.
A lot of chit-chat about, you know, vaginas and stuff.
Well, vagina.
That exciting.
Okay, very exciting.
Vagina.
So, you know, I mean,
no,
we're all sexual beings from the moment we are born.
We are all children.
Maybe facts. Even before we're born. They say that in the womb, even, they see little boys playing with their peepees, and
sure
the little girls... You know, you can't see it as well. Girls are more subtle. But anyway, as soon as we come out of the womb, we're sexual. We're always sexual. Society has this myth of childhood that it's not sexual.
I know. I remember, but like, here's a better story if you want a
remembers.
Good one. I got into trouble with
the
my
next
parents
story, we're
going
to get in trouble with the LAPD is going to be at the
care.
Door.
I don't
I'm
care.
Telling
I'm
you.
Tell
I'm
this.
Telling you.
Time
you
want for child good. Porn radio.
No, you want a better one? Here's a better one.
You know, come on, guys.
So
the, you know,
porn and incest. Here we go.
Now,
and
some,
incest radio.
Some people out there are jerking off, and therefore they're going to say that we're producing child porn, which we are not. Okay.
I think.
Can we all please swear?
No, this
I
is
categorically deny.
This is we're just
swear.
Talking.
God, my mom wanted me to send
right.
her the link to the show too, and
no.
I'm about to like tell
this
story. Yeah,
this is a great opening show for your mom.
I know. This is fabulous. I'll totally send her the link to this
right.
as I tell you guys this. So, I'm like. I mean, it's just, I think
it's
a big
unstoppable.
Deal.
Yes, it
how
is.
Children are sheltered from sex. And I mean, when I was like 9 or 10, I got in big trouble because I was a little internet girl and I was already on the internet and on computers and like I'd been looking at porn, but I didn't save anything. And this is how I learned about cache files, a lesson I took with me the rest of my life. Because like they sit me down one day and they're like, so we found this stuff. And it was all weird and awkward because like I didn't really understand how it was wrong or bad, but they're like, you're not supposed to be looking at this, you know? And I'm like 9 years old looking at porn. And I think that like kids are going to learn about that stuff on their own. In their own ways, which aren't necessarily positive ways, and that sheltering kids from sex and different kinds of sexuality isn't necessarily the best path.
Actually, it'd probably make it a lot worse.
But then again,
but here
I mean, look
the
how
the
I turned out.
And here at the Institute,
it's nothing
we do not...
Wait, is that for or
we
again?
Do not,
you know, that's up to you guys to figure
we,
out.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
We do not try to educate children about sex.
We don't.
No.
And then they're going to run off and like,
but
speaking
we try
of
to
porn,
educate
like
parents
about
yeah.
educating
yes.
their children.
Well, yeah,
parents.
We do that.
I am
we
not
do.
A role model.
No.
Like,
all right.
Like Charles Barkley.
Can I tell one more story?
Oh, oh Jesus.
Boy.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, so I was like 10
is this where
to
you would marry your dad?
And I would steal my grandma's...
Coming.
No, shut up. I do love my dad, but that's for another radio show. But I would steal my grandma's Harlequin romance novels, and I would read
ooh, yeah.
these like graphic stories about, you know, sucking cock and vagina and like toe fetishes and things.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like I would go to my little cousins who were many years younger than me, and I would... like, tell them stories from the Harlequin romance novels. And I would tell them all dramatically. I'd be like, and then she put her leg up on the rock. And my little cousins would be like, oh, you know? And then, like, because I'm foolish, I didn't realize that after I left my cousin's house, they told their parents.
You got narked the fuck out.
Stories, Sarah was seducing them. And then their parents called my mom, and then my mom sat me down and goes, so I heard you told this story about, and my mom couldn't even say the word blowjob, but this is, I told this blowjob story. And so she goes, you told your little cousins this story about oral sex. And she goes, You know that's a crime under God. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, I thought she was going to yell at me for, like, reading porn or something. But no, it was a God thing.
Crime under
God. It was a God thing.
That is the wrong way to have sex. That is the devil's way to have sex.
Wow.
I do not condone oral sex. And I, even at fucking 12 years old or whatever it was,
no wonder
I
you're such a revolutionary.
And I looked at my mom, and then I looked at my dad. And then it like dawned on me, and I was like, whoa, they've been married like 20 years.
And they don't have oral sex.
And my dad has not had a blowjob.
And your mom hasn't had any good cunnilingus. No.
Well, fuck her. She's anti blowjob.
Sarah will be up first then.
And Sarah loves her.
God, I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with any like religious bullshit on top of it.
Yeah, and to this day, I bet still no blowjobs.
No. But I mean, it's funny that she didn't just say to you, you know, you shouldn't be telling your little cousins about this stuff. We'll get into trouble. You'll get into trouble.
I just got wait till you're older, Terry. That's all I got.
I thought it was natural.
It's a crime under God.
That was all I got.
Crime under God.
Hang on, you're like 10. Just chill.
That's when I stopped being friends with my fucking rat cousins.
Yeah.
Trust
and
nobody.
You know what?
The last time I tell you guys what blowjobs are,
they all rat you out.
I'm sure they remember it. I'm sure it was moderately traumatizing for them.
That's why they told their parents.
That time my older cousin taught me about dick sucking. Oh my God, I forgot it.
Okay, how can I change the subject?
From dick sucking, why would you want to? Why would we want to change the subject?
Blowjobs is the best subject.
Let's just be as taboo and risque as we fucking want, because fuck
like
society.
Well, we're not on any other stations but our own right now.
No, whatever. So. We can say whatever.
It's cute.
A blizzard.
I just told that story about getting caught with porn when I was 10. I can't remember the last time I told that story.
Wow, who's out there? I hear people yelling.
I don't know. Shit's going on.
It's all kinds of shit.
They're not as cool as us, though.
All kinds of shit.
Okay, but there's no kids here, okay? No kids anywhere, okay? These are just people reliving their childhood.
I think that's the
memories.
Audio slapback from us.
Okay, what are you looking for
here?
Yeah,
that's us yelling at ourselves.
Yeah, 10
Francine,
a
girl.
There's
some people yelling.
A female?
We got a cheater. Whoa.
Is there
Whoa,
a line?
Mama.
It's going to be a dude. It's going to be a dude.
What's the name? All right.
Hi, I'm Francine. Gonna be pretty bad.
Hello.
All right.
Francine.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Is this Francine?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Francine.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, cool.
Hello.
I'm glad you're female.
Please take the phone out of your mouth.
To you too.
Who's the guy?
I'm trying to call, sir. How you doing?
Who's the guy?
Me?
Well, Francine, you're the woman, and who's the man? Yeah, that's funny.
Is that your pet over there, Francine?
Yeah, trying to give my pet, but he's also my manservant. Extraordinaire.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't do that on the radio.
Yeah.
Francine, pick
not
up
good
the phone.
On radio.
Okay.
Pick up the phone.
All right, we put it back to regular.
One at a time.
Okay, Francine, I want to talk to you.
Oh, that's better.
See, I can kind of hear you now.
Yeah, okay, there you are. So, so what's going on with you, Francine?
Just happy with life. What's going on
cool.
with me I'm having a good time.
All
had
right.
a great Thanksgiving. Looking forward to a really great holiday season.
All right, well, we're in the middle of it. So what did you want to talk about?
My announcement and I, Trimac, we wanted to talk about our friends with Caesar Club and how it's going to be a lot of fun for private parties.
A club? You have a club?
Yeah,
What's the name of the club?
It's called Friends of Caesar.
Friends of Caesar.
Where are you located?
Well, in West Hollywood.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And what kind of club is it?
It's a very private, discreet little club. It's with anyone who's interested in BDSM play. We've been requested.
Ooh, BDSM. Ooh.
Yeah, it's been requested by a few individuals and couples.
That's my favorite subject.
Mm. Yeah, we love it.
That's my favorite.
I love it and love it 24/7.
24/7?
Yeah.
Are you a dom or a sub or a switch?
I'm a dom.
You're a dom.
Hey, yeah.
I knew it. I could tell. I knew he was your pet. I could tell.
Thank you.
Cool. So what do you do to him?
Well, there's plenty of things I do with him.
Give me some ideas, girl.
Aside him putting my dungeon together and making things happen, now I use him as my sexual servant.
So he put your dungeon together. That's cool. But how
I thought he put her engine together.
Well,
that's kind of
yeah. So what is he? How's he your sexual servant?
How is he my sexual servant?
Yeah. What does he do? I mean, does he?
Anything I want him to do for me.
What do you want him to do?
A lot of times I love him having twat snacks with me.
You love him having what?
Twat snacks.
You got to get a little more detailed about twat snacks.
Oh, twat, that sounds
my
like
pussy. I love him to snack on my pussy, and I love to snack on his dick.
Munch.
Go downtown.
You said you want details,
We want details.
I just gave you a little.
Okay, that's a good one. So he goes down on you real good.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And we do a lot of sex play, and when I need to be serviced by being fucked, I get it.
You get it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Exactly how I need it and want it.
Do you keep him on a collar or anything like that?
No. He's a manservant. And he doesn't need to be, he's not like a regular slave where they need to be collared on a collar all the time. So he is responsible enough. He's an alpha male. So I don't need to follow him all over the place and make sure he's taking care of his business.
Well, then you need a cuckold, girl. I mean, you got an alpha male, but you're a dom.
Mm-hmm.
So how does an alpha male,
I prefer that.
If you've got an alpha male, how do you... I mean,
you're
you need to have
a
real
beta.
Servant now.
Wait, there's two... what was the question again?
Sister Terry said, are you sure you're not a switch? Because if you're a dom and he's an alpha male, it sounds like you got, you know, two bosses.
I see what you're saying. No, I love that he's an alpha male. We do switch once in a while when I ask it.
Okay.
Yeah. When I need it.
Okay, so he's an alpha male, but you are just so fabulous that he bows down to you.
I can see that appeal.
Yes.
Okay.
Ultra dominance.
Yes. Okay, I see.
Hey,
is
your laptop work?
Sorry, I was just saying it's just like how men love the
I can
fantasy
hear you.
Of dominating an alpha female.
Yeah,
you know,
they
if
do.
You can take a strong, powerful woman and just break her down, like that's more fun than the little submissive women.
All right. So since he's such an alpha male, you can put him on the phone now.
Yes, I will.
Okay, good.
Hold on just a moment, love.
All right, thank you. Okay, let's
really,
hear
you guys
from the
can
alpha
hear
male.
Me. That means I can yell
in the family.
There you go.
Normally, I get yelled at.
Okay, here we
loud.
Go. We're all in the kitchen now. Moving around the household.
Keep the
we're
going to
see if it gets exciting
distance.
With the alpha male now.
Okay.
Hey,
how are you?
What's your name?
Cognac?
Train wreck.
Train wreck.
Is that your favorite?
It's our favorite.
Like
herb.
Yeah.
Right.
Favorite
is that your favorite weed?
Like
yeah.
It is a good weed.
Yeah. Train wreck.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Are you
I'm more
a,
of
are
a white widow
kind of
guy, but
life?
That's cool.
I'm kind of partial to train wreck.
Okay.
But you have to sample everything and enjoy everything.
So what's this little arrangement you got with the dom girl there?
As she said, I'm her man slave. She is just she's such a charismatic and intelligent leader. You know, when you find somebody that's that good that you can serve and let's see, how do I say it? That's really like that you can serve and actually build things for. It's very fulfilling. You take their hopes and dreams and help facilitate them. Uh-huh. And it's a wonderful thing. She's that fabulous.
I need more manservants.
And her dream is to be a dominatrix?
I think her dream is to have a little bit of an entertainment empire. What she does as a dominatrix is something that flows out of her personality as just something she's turned into a profession.
Oh, I see.
She does what she loves, so that way she doesn't have to go to work every day.
Right. And what do you do every day?
I handle her business affairs. I handle her marketing. I see to her personal affairs, make sure she's got clean clothes, see to it that her house is kept immaculately, that her dungeon's maintained.
Oh, my God.
Her appointments.
I need more manservants. I need now. I got a manservant.
But she called you an alpha male.
You do have a manservant.
Yes. I come from the position. I've always been a leader or a supervisor, so. But, you know, I guess I found somebody that's such a good leader, so charismatic and beautiful and wonderful. I just have to serve her.
Uh-huh. And so
I totally empathize.
Well, wait a second. I got to know something really crass, really
sure, you can't
vulgar.
Uh-huh.
I mean, does it, because
ever.
She calls you an
emotion.
Alpha male, does that mean you're like,
you have not.
You are
well hung?
No, I don't think so. She seems to think it's pretty nice, but I think it's pretty average. It's just
for
what
average.
I do with it. It's just extremely friendly.
Okay, average is good.
And Terry didn't like your joke, Sam.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lick my nose with my tongue.
Wait, what?
Gene Simmons.
I just didn't think.
Now your nose
is wound up.
So
my tongue is wound up.
Your tongue is wound up.
My tongue is wound up. Extremely wound up.
Do you do tongue exercises?
I do tongue exercises. I was doing some while we were listening to you on the phone, actually, when
keep
you were talking to Dr. Joe.
You're a cunning linguist.
I'm a cunning linguist.
Okay, so, radio audience, I need more manservants. So, you know the number? 2 and 3, Super 9, 1330.
Okay.
I need manservants. Supply
Terry
within.
Manservants. So, when is your event? When is your
yeah,
big
see
event?
The phone's ringing.
We're going to do the last one for December on the 12th after the Rock City News Awards show.
Call me now.
When is it?
Wait,
quiet.
Sorry.
When is your event?
Excuse me?
When is your event?
The next event is going to be on the 12th. December 12th is last one of December. We're going to do it right after the Rock City News Awards. It actually starts a couple hours late at midnight.
Are you calling us to promote your event?
Yeah, they are.
Why not? Of course.
Big time.
You're kidding. I'm shameless. I'm a shameless whore for my mistress.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Let's go to the event.
I'm going to Blizzard's Christmas party.
Hang on.
People.
Can we go to the event VIP?
Of course.
All right, we'll go.
Send 10
passes. You know, now, women having sex with a Caesar machine and nudity offends you, you probably shouldn't come.
Free drinks?
You have to bring your own booze.
You have to bring your own booze?
Oh, we can't serve alcohol. And, it's not a club, it's a nightclub, it's a social club.
But it's a private party, so you should be able to provide a private bottle.
That might be able to be arranged.
Especially
just
for your VIPs.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be there.
I have a bottle, and you can join me with
but
it.
But just in case
that?
We
right,
don't make it,
perfect.
Call us up next Saturday night and tell us how it went, okay?
Okay.
No, hang on, I got to email Susie the details of the event.
All right.
And her email is on her website.
Her email is on her website. It's iCandyTeam.biz. I as an eyeball. Candy as in...
No. You email us.
I'll email you. Sure.
Yeah, you email us.
Yes.
All right.
Sarah, for some reason, wants to go to your thing.
I want to look at the pictures of it.
Google
it.
No, the women at Kempton also try the Caesar machine if they haven't already.
All right. I don't know what he said.
Me neither.
Okay. The Caesar machine. It's a horrible sound.
We're gonna have to move you.
We're wrapping up anyway.
We're gonna wrap up.
Thank you for calling,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Servant.
Call us back next Saturday with a better phone, slightly. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye
bye. Man servant and woman
they have a
servant.
Caesar machine.
I think they were both
machine.
Servants, really. I don't think either one of them was a dom.
Yeah, you managed to snap it right into place. That was funny as hell.
She sounded like a... I mean, from...
No,
if you get two alpha personalities, they're usually switches.
They weren't alphas.
They're both switches.
She sounded more sub than he did.
Yes, totally sub. Yeah. Totally sub. She was sub, but
she was faux dom.
She was faux dom. Faux femme dom.
Yeah.
Faux femme dom.
No, I couldn't go one way or the other.
Put a sub into bed.
I don't think I could be with someone who wasn't a switch either, you know? It's just too much of one side of the spectrum, and I'm so both, you know?
They're in the biz.
I think you could, Terry.
I don't know. They're having a party. Maybe they'll you know, evolve. Anyway, we like the name Trainwreck. That was a good name.
I guess, but not when it's a person's name.
Hi,
like, you know how you go, man, that chick is a train wreck.
That's a good video game name, but that is not a good real name.
Right, that's your gamer tag, dude. What is your fucking name? Sorry, why are we so bitchy?
Sunlight is a name for a radio show.
Live, you dick.
Anyway, yeah, we are very bitchy.
What's your problem?
So let's wrap up with what we're up to lately. We've got Aerostay coming on January 24th. Broken Door is going to be participating with us. The
Yay.
Broken Door.
Yay.
And
that means lots of more hot bondage chicks.
Hot
bondage
hot
chicks.
Stuff.
I might have to get back up on the cross.
AKA pain sluts.
I went up on that cross again.
What up, Jenny?
Yep. So that's January 24th. Meanwhile, we are Cuckold Central here at the Institute.
The capital
Institute.
Of cuckolds.
We
the,
we love to
we
the capital of Cuckold County, USA.
In cuckold phone city. Sex therapy. Come all ye cuckolds.
Come all ye cuckolds.
Come all ye cuckolds. Joyful and humiliated. Oh, come ye to the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Oh, there with you, Sarah.
Sign up happy holidays from the speakeasy,
let
everyone.
Happy
spin.
Fucking
thank
holidays.
You. Oh, come let us cuckold you. Oh, come let us cuckold you. Cold you, oh come let us cuckold you, cuckold central.
And you like to get your girlfriend done by another dude.
And many
we
more.
Love ourselves. And our cuckold specialties.
My stalker was a cuckold.
Yeah.
You're surrounded by cuckolds.
And he had frosted hair. Like vanilla
cuckolds
ice.
Cuckolds are in.
I predict
after
1990. 2009 is the year of the cuckold.
This is the emergence of woman-dominated world.
Woman-dominated
and
world is coming your way.
And men peace with it and becoming happy cuckolds.
Yes, we'll treat you right. Just it's our turn to rule for a little while, guys. Rule with big stiletto heels and
leather
whips. And
don't
they
love it, these guys that are calling and saying, I want to be a cuckold.
God, I'm right. Like, I'm just like, where have you been all my life? Where have cuckolds been all my life?
Cuckolds, bring it. Come on.
Remember, apply within for
a
cuckold slash manservant position available.
Dudes, okay. I want to fuck your chicks. Send them over.
Yeah,
I like
Joe.
Our cuckold song.
Dudes,
I think we
he
should
will fuck your chicks,
MP3
and I will videotape. It's all.
I think you're right.
I think we need a holiday MP3, Oh Come All Ye Cuckolds.
Oh,
I do. I thought that was not
bad.
Yeah,
we'll
learn
it right on Reinhardt.
It was good.
I totally learned it on the piano.
It was good for some improv.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It was really good. And I get to participate in holiday songs.
I can't whistle.
We'll play it at Aerostay.
It makes me feel special. Yeah, we'll play it on
because
Aerostay. We
because
should do a
Terry
live
doesn't
rendition.
Believe in the baby Jesus.
I do not believe in the baby Jesus.
He just popped out like that, all big and shit.
And it said it has a ring to it.
Yeah,
oh,
it does not make sense. Where those 18
cuckolds.
Years go, dude?
Well,
I need to know.
30, I thought.
No,
30,
like 33.
Come on.
I know what Chris Rock said.
I don't
he
like
goes from 12 to 30.
Well, we gotta work that out.
Yeah,
read
the lyrics.
Homeboy didn't get to jack off, nothing.
You should write the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was
pimping around. Listening to Nirvana for Jesus.
Oh, come all ye cuckolds.
I think he was
pimping
around with the shepherds and the merry ladies. I think he was pimping around.
I think he was getting into that.
Okay, so we were at the LA Weekly party tonight, and we were the most interesting thing there.
We were positively fabulous.
Although the food was great. Mm-hmm. Fabulous food.
They had
decent
mashed
cosmos.
Martinis.
I
mashed
Twitter
potatoes martinis are much were not as good as they sound.
What did they taste
my,
like?
It tastes like mashed potatoes.
Why would I want to drink that?
No,
because
it
you have
drink.
It in a martini glass.
It was
right,
mashed potatoes served in a martini glass.
It's like on Twitter, it
for
sounds
real?
Really
horrible.
Exciting.
It was like a mashed potato bar with lots of toppings, and you put it in your martini glass, and you ate it like you were really cool.
But then
that's
you
could
so have
LA.
A
gross.
Martini separately. I thought
it's
at first
like
it was some sort of potato in
no, vodka. She's like, isn't vodka made out of potatoes? It makes perfect sense. Seriously, only in Los Angeles would you take something as tardy and like home cooked is the idea of mashed potatoes and stuff in a fucking martini glass.
It was so hot.
You don't have to stuff it in.
We're gonna have a martini potato bar at our next party.
Oh my god,
martini potato.
Martini potato. That's just the most Los Angeles thing I've ever.
We're gonna do it.
I know.
I'll make potatoes.
It's really.
I thought it was an ice cream bar at first. I'm like, we have to go get ice cream martinis.
This is the crappiest tasting ice cream.
Ice cream martinis might be better.
It was not ice cream.
No ice cream martini. I am down with.
What the hell's it got this gravy on it?
It has some liquor on it.
That's cute and dessert-like, but mashed potatoes, you think of like...
pour vodka on the mashed potatoes.
It was a little weird.
You think of like Thanksgiving and sitting in your mom's mashed potatoes. You know what?
Turkey in a bottle.
Turkey in a bottle?
This is our...
That's the next step there.
Turkey.
Right, what else?
We're
going to
make...
What else should we put in martini glasses, guys? I'm sure we could put many other things in martini glasses.
So tomorrow, the girls are going to go to see the Love Junkie launch.
Yay,
oh, I'm so
party.
Excited to go. This time I'm going to go.
I'm going to wear the same outfit.
No, you know what? I was contemplating that.
No, because it'll go in the blog.
I know. You can't wear the same outfit.
No.
No, it sucks.
No.
I feel like I didn't get enough mileage out of this outfit.
It's a great outfit, too, Susie. You've got
a mileage out of this outfit. I wore it like 3 times this week.
Nice.
Yeah, great tits in that one there,
well,
Sarah.
Actually, this is my first time adding this shirt.
Boobies.
Some nice
boobies.
And I was talking to that Beck dude, and I was like, really?
All right,
tell me
so we have to get a picture. Where's my camera?
Where it's at?
Who's taking pictures?
Oh, do we? Oh, you hate me, Susie. You hate me.
I hate you.
Let's take pictures tomorrow.
Terry's taking pictures.
Take a picture.
All right.
Yeah, that works.
Take a picture.
Don't look cute enough to
and
be
then
in
we'll
one
be
right now.
Done with the show. We're taking a picture.
I don't look all cute from the LA. Didn't you guys get pictures?
We like to take pictures.
No, but
we're
doing a radio picture now.
I'm going to go learn that song right now.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful?
Radio.
I bet we have the piano music in your little drawer.
Radio. Possibly. You know. Oh, Come. Okay, turn it on. Do you know how to turn it on?
Should we end our show before we start taking pictures?
No, we should take the pictures and then end the show.
Hello, listeners. We're taking pictures.
We're taking pictures now of our beautiful selves.
Picture time. It's cheese. Cheese for them. That one's going in the blog. That one is going in the blog. All
right, let's end
now
the show.
Be in the
I gotta go take some
over.
Piano lessons.
This
okay,
one is in
one.
The can.
Wait, where am I?
Say cheese.
Cheese, y'all. Pitch a time on the radio.
Worst radio.
It's okay.
So no, now we're gonna close it down.
Ever.
You
best
know,
show ever.
We're
remember cuckolds and stalkers alike. Do what makes you happy.
But
be cuckolded.
Yeah, be cuckolded. Give us a call.
Just leave me alone.
No, I love most cuckolds. There's just the stalker. Yeah. You know, the stalkers. Forget the stalkers.
All right.
You love the
peanut gallery. Cuckolds. Let's just end this show.
All right, so we're gonna wind into the ending. We're gonna come back again next Saturday, and we're building up towards Eros Day X, the 10th annual Eros Day. It's the holidays, and if you got the holiday blues, because, you know, you need to talk, you can talk to us. And our number is 213-749-1330. In the meantime, make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.